You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear 2 friends talking about a school trip.
I haven't heard anything about the geography trip. You're still coming, aren't you?
I wouldn't miss a trip like that. Mr. Giles said he'll be sending out an email soon to everyone who signed up. It'll have a lot more information.
Oh, good to hear. But it isn't far off now, is it? I'm not sure if I need to get some new boots. And there isn't any project work we have to do in advance, is there?
You won't need any clothing. And I think we'll be given all the work when we get to the centre.
OK. You won't pull out, will you? If you aren't there, it won't be half as much fun.
Trust me, I'm definitely keen.
Two. You hear a teacher talking to her class at the end of term.
So, the holidays start tomorrow, which is an opportunity for a few weeks' rest. In the main, this has been an encouraging term. Some of you will be disappointed with your end-of-term grade and no doubt aware that you didn't work hard enough. I've emailed those people with some suggestions of topics that are worth reviewing over the break. That said, from your work so far, I'm predicting good or excellent grades for all of you at the end of this year, as long as you continue to put in the effort. So, well done and enjoy the holidays.
Three. You hear an interview with a musician.
So, Jimmy, you've achieved huge success in a very short time. How did this happen?
Well, of course, it had something to do with the fact that I've been working with such an experienced record producer. That's happened quite recently, though. My lucky break actually came a lot earlier on when a total stranger saw a video I'd uploaded, loved it, and shared it. Of course, it also helped that this person is a popular talent show host, and so that meant a lot of people saw it. That song was a massive hit for me and meant I could release my first album soon after.
Four. You hear 2 classmates discussing a careers day they have attended.
What did you think of that? I'd expected a dull day of talks about jobs, but I couldn't have been more wrong.
I know exactly what you mean. I thought it was full of great advice. The best speaker for me was the guy who spoke about following his dream to become a professional musician. That was so inspiring.
I thought some of the points he made were a bit unclear. My vote goes to the woman who spoke last. She was really funny.
She did make me laugh, but science isn't my thing. She mentioned there was another event in a few months.
Really? I missed that. I hope she's speaking at it.
Five. You hear a woman leaving a phone message.
Hi, Amanda. It's Jenny. I know you've been trying to call me, and I guess it's because you wanted to chat about the player selections for next Saturday. Congratulations on last weekend's win, by the way. You and Jess did brilliantly, and we'd like the two of you to play in the doubles tournament. I'm sorry if you're disappointed about not being selected for the singles, but I thought hard about this, and I'm afraid I'm not going to change my mind here. By the way, I won't actually be able to come to the tournament on Saturday because we go away tomorrow. So, good luck to you and Jess. Bye!
Six. You hear 2 girls talking about their ideal university.
I'm writing a list of things that are important to me when I'm looking at universities.
Good idea. Let's do one together.
Okay, well, I know uni's about studying, but for me there has to be good entertainment.
Plenty of sport too. We'll put those on the list then. And I don't want to be on a big campus with tens of thousands of students. I'd hate that.
The thing is, a bigger place might have better teaching. I'd be happy with any size, I think.
OK. What else? Good teaching would be at the top of the list if my parents were doing it. But you can't really tell that until you're there.
Actually, there are some websites which are helpful for that.
Seven. You overhear a boy leaving a phone message.
Hi, Dad.
I'm on the 10:15 train, so assuming there aren't any delays, I should be at the station around midday. I know I said I'd come home then, but the thing is, I'd completely forgotten that I promised to work on a school project this afternoon at Calvin's house. I'd feel bad if I let him down. Anyway, the point is, I might as well go straight to Calvin's house when the train gets in. I'm not sure when we'll finish, but would you mind picking me up from his place later? If it's a problem, don't worry, and I'll get the bus.
Eight. You hear two friends talking about a film.
What a film! If I'd had to walk 4 miles to play a game of chess, I don't think I'd have done it. What did you think?
Well, you know what's going to happen from the start in those types of film, but it doesn't matter, does it? They really remind you how some people just get on with their lives, whatever the situation.
I noticed a few tears in your eyes at one point.
And yours. To be honest, you'd have to be a robot to get through that without feeling something for that girl. She had amazing drive, didn't she?